Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As a reminder, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. We want to also thank God for Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, at 551-241-6677. We are also praying for the souls on our prayer list. We're keeping Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family and all others in our prayers. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you up here in Radio Land. At this time, we want to go right into the Word of God. This is a pre-recorded tape, and the speaker is Pastor Maureen Davis out of Philadelphia, PA. She really preaches the Word of God. We ask that you listen intently, that you might receive a great blessing through the Word of God. God bless you.
In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. In the Bible today, Joshua the 18th chapter. Joshua the 18th chapter, the first 3 verses. Joshua the 18th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God your fathers has given you? I want to speak today from this subject. You have to excuse the phrasing of it, but this is the best way that I can say it, that you can understand it. I think it's improper. But I want to speak from this subject. Don't you want what God has for you? Don't you want what God has for you? Scripture says, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God, your Father, has given you? The Lord Jesus Christ is victor. He has all power, and his power is at our disposal. But every man is a sovereign of his own will. What the Lord has done for us, we must learn how to appropriate and claim for ourselves. But we understand and we know that the Lord defeated Satan on our behalf. Now each of us must claim all that power of that defeat on the battlefield of our own lives. But you have to understand that the Lord cannot decide our battles for us. He wins the victory. Then we must claim that victory in our own firm decision to resist the evil one. So if you compare the name of Jesus with the name of Satan, you will find that Satan seems to be big, strong, persistent, and aggressive. But Jesus is bigger, to the point of being almighty, to the point of being stronger. For he is wise in conflict, resourceful in battle, and the one who undertakes on our behalf. And so we must always remember that Satan is is a defeated foe. Even right now, he is a defeated foe. We are fighting a defeated foe who knows better than some of us right now that he has been defeated. We have the great advantage of fighting against someone who is already defeated. We have the great advantage of fighting up against someone who really can't do us any harm. Someone who has already lost the victory. But we must learn how to take God's word just as it says. We must understand that it's not enough for us just to talk about victory. It's not enough for us to sing about victory. It's not enough for us to speak about victory or even to preach about victory. But we've got to make the victory ours. We've got to appropriate that victory into our lives. We've got to know what God's word speaks into our own hearts. We've got to learn how to take authority over the devil. We got to know how to stand in our rightful place, understanding the power and the authority through the name of Jesus. We got to get to the point where we stop asking Satan to go. We've got to take the authority to tell him that he has to go. We cannot just come to the altar week after week and fear. But just as Satan cannot operate in the atmosphere of trust, God cannot operate in the atmosphere of fear. And so when we come to God, if we come in fear, it hinders God from doing what he wants to do. This is why throughout the Bible, God constantly says, fear not. We hinder him from moving. We hinder the Spirit from moving in our lives when we fear God. For he knows that fear would get us from receiving our blessing. There are many of us right now who are standing right in our blessing, yet fear has kept us from getting our blessing. And so we got to remember that we don't have any reason to fear. But God has all power, and God has given that power to our disposal. And there is always a need of prayer, but there is never a cause for fear. But we've got to understand who God is. Well, there are too many saints today, right in the church, who know the victory is for them. They know Christ. They know that God has given them the victory. Nevertheless, they fail to experience the power in their daily lives. But we have to know what it is that God has given us. Well, it was never God's intention that Israel would just sit down by the banks of the Red Sea and sing and praise God. It was never God's intention to bring them out of Egypt, where they would get to the Red Sea and throw up their arms and be satisfied. It was not God's intention that Israel would wander in circles in the wilderness for 40 years. God had a plan to bring them into the land of promise. When they came out of Egypt, they were just 11 days away from possessing the land. But it was fear that caused them to wander for 40 years. God brought them out of the land to make them conquerors over Canaan. He wanted them to attack. He wanted them to possess the promised territory. God intended that the children of Israel would come out of Egypt, and God intended that they would drive out their enemies. God intended for every closed gate to be opened before them. God intended for the walls of Jericho to come down. God intended for the enemy to be defeated at the sight of the children of Israel. When God called Moses to attack the enemy. God did not call Moses to defend Israel. That was God's responsibility. He called Moses to attack the enemy. There are many of us who are standing on our blessings, defending our blessings. God has not called you to defend your blessings. God is a blessor. He knows how to bless you. He knows when to bless you. He knows at the right time to bless you. And there are many of us who are weary of our blessings. We're standing on our blessings, but we are defending our blessings. We're afraid that the enemy will come and take away what God has given us. But God has not called you to defend When God called Joshua, it was not to attack. Again, it was to defend. God promised Moses to go before Israel to send the fear of God on their enemies. God spoke to him. He said, I will go before you. He said, when I come, I will put the fear of God in these people. He said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to allow you to advance. I'm going to make you a conqueror. How many know that nobody but God can make you a conqueror in this evil day? But God spoke. He said, I'm going to make you a conqueror. I've got a purpose and a plan. And so even David, when David came on the scene, David was surrounded by the Philistines. They wanted him to be kept busy fighting. They wanted him to have a defensive warfare. Many times, if you read the scriptures, the Philistines came up against David. They always wanted to keep David on the defense. They always wanted him to be fighting. But God told him, there were times when God would speak to him, and he would say, listen, don't you move. You wait for the sound of the movement of God's angelic host. Then you attack. There were times when David would speak to God. He said, God, shall I go up? The enemy is standing on the opposite side of the valley. God, shall I go up? And God would speak to him. God would say, don't you go now. Yes, you can go. God would say, don't you move. Just wait till you see the rushing of the mulberry bush. Wait till you see the sign of God. I'm the one that is going to go out and defend you. And so we find that David drove out the enemy from city to city. He called the enemy to move from that place. Even Jesus Christ, who is the captain of God's host, he was sent here not to defend the church, but Jesus was sent here to lead the church onward. He was sent here to establish a conquering church. He was sent here to establish a church triumphant. He was not sent here to defend the church, but Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If you stand on the offense, if you fight up against the enemy, the gates of hell shall not be able to get in. The Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost came, the Holy Ghost was given on the day of Pentecost. And it was not just to keep the church blessed. We've got the wrong idea. We're going around hunting for our blessings. We're going around asking the Holy Spirit to bless us. When the Holy Spirit comes in, we think that he's coming with a shower of blessings. But the Holy Ghost was not given to the church just to bless the church. But he came to enable the church to be powerful so that it could advance for God. He came so that you could have power over your enemies. He came to give you power, that you could have power to conquer in an evil day like this. The Holy Spirit came that you may have power, so that when the enemy would come up against you, you would be standing in your place. You would not be running from the enemy, but he gave you power to stand and face the enemy. When the enemy would come up to the great attack, he gave you power that you would not have to resist the devil. But if you would stand in your place, then the devil would have to blame. And so we understand that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of Satan's strongholds. We are to advance for God. We are to go up against the strongholds of the enemy. We are to challenge each locked door. We are to challenge each wall that comes up against us. We are God has given us the ability to move mountains out of our way. He has given us the ability to whatever the mountain is in your life, it may not be a physical mountain, but there are some mountains, there are some things that are standing in your way right now. There are some things that would keep you from getting your blessing. There are some things that would keep you from doing what God has called you to do. But God said, I've given you the authority to speak to that thing, to call that thing that you have to go to the sea. So when Christ, he uses the jet that the very gates of hell The Holy Spirit places in our hands, but yet we have hardly learned the ABCs of what God longs to teach us. There's so much more that God has for us, yet we have not allowed God to be everything that he wants to be. But we find ourselves being so thrilled when God answers our prayers. When God answers our prayers, we're happy and we're content to testify about what he has done. Sometimes we cherish his memory for us after God has blessed us. But God wants us to realize that this is but a sample. This is but just an inkling of what he longs to do in your life. That's not just one testimony. God does everything testimony for you. He wants to lead us constantly into the land of promise. He wants us to be triumphant in every place. God wants us to see his miracle. God wants us to know who he is. He wants us to know what he's about. He wants you to be able to testify of the things that he has done in your life. He doesn't just want you to see it in somebody else's life. He's got a testimony for you. He's got a time that you can get up and say, I know that he healed it. I know that he delivered it. I heard you say it, but he did it for me. I know that he saved my stuff. I know that he brought them off a drug. I know that when I didn't have the food in the cupboard, I know there was nobody but God. I know in the midnight hour when I got off by myself and didn't know which way to turn, I got a testimony that it was nobody but God who brought me out. I know when I was down to my last time and didn't know how I was going to make it, but I thank God that it was nobody but the Lord. God, he wants you to be more than a conqueror. Faith, they're not just words. He wants you to be more than a conqueror. God is calling us to total spiritual conquest. And I come to let you know today that this day is a day of advance for the church. This is the day of God's miracles. This is the day of God's greatness. Is the day that the Almighty himself wants to move in the lives of his people. This is the day that God
Radio program.
Praise God, praise God. Thank the Lord for the word of God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that powerful message that came through Pastor Davis. Glory to God. Truly, she preaches. And I'm telling you, she preaches until she stirs you up. If you don't be stirred up, I don't know what to say. You need more of the power of God. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that beautiful, beautiful message. coming through her on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to ask Daddy Daniel Samuel lead us in a word of prayer. We're going to open the doors of salvation to anyone that wants to get to know the Lord. And if you need strength, power, encouragement, whatever you need, God has it. God bless you. Send it to me.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, and we are calling on you, Lord, to have mercy on our souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need you. Oh, Lord, send on help right now. Send on power. Send on strength. In the name of Jesus, move right now, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will look on those who are seeking salvation, seeking to be saved, Lord. We are praying a special prayer tonight that you will touch their hearts and their minds, oh God, that you will forgive their sins. In the name of Jesus, oh God, clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself unto them, Lord. Move upon them right now, oh God. Wherever they may be, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying, Lord, for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We are praying, God, for those who are sick in their bodies. Lord, touch and heal them right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, some have fallen sick because they've been disobedient to your word. But, Lord, forgive them. Oh, my God, restore their health unto them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. We call on you for mercy. We pray, God, for the backslider. Help them, Lord, to make it back. Help them, Lord, God, put it in their heart and in their mind. Turn unto you. Oh, Lord God, loose their shackles in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful and help them to get back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. We ask you, Lord, touch them and to comfort them tonight. Give them comfort and consolation. Be close to them, Lord, and bring the families together. Don't let the families be all split up and driven apart. But, Lord, help them to come together. Oh, my God, those who are scattered abroad. Help them, Lord, to return. Oh, God, mend the broken families. Oh, God, we know you are. There's nothing too hard for you. And those who are not saved, those who don't know you, save them, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Lord, and make yourself known unto them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, as a special request tonight, whoever has a petition up before you, Lord, we pray for them right now, asking you to grant it unto them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be done for your holy will. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless. You will let it grow and prosper. Let it expand and reach many souls, near and far. Lord, bless evangelists. May give her strength, Lord. Ever anoint her the more to do your will, oh God, and anoint your people. Lord, help us to come together. Help us, Lord, to work together. Lord, rebuke all division and schisms and isms, whatever may be in the midst. Rebuke the dividing spirit in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, that you are the God of, you're not the author of confusion, but you're the God of peace. And we believe you tonight, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done. And Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you,
for
your word.
You put your word.
The word inside our hearts, oh God, to live by it every day.
in the name of Jesus. We believe, Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you.
For thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word.
Thank you.
Lord God, we thank you for encouragement tonight.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for all that you've done, oh God, for what you're doing right now. And in advance, Lord, we give you thanks for what you're about to do. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glorify your name. Lord, we ask you to accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank God for the prayer. Thank God. Thank God. I tell you, prayer is needed. We've got to pray as never before. I'm thanking God once again for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor that our evangelists may give remarks, whatever the Lord gives you. We open up the floor that you may let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Davis, Pastor Maureen. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Pastor, she was saying, don't you want what God has for you? And she was encouraging us not to allow fear to hinder God from moving in our lives. And yes, God, he gave us the power of the Holy Ghost, not only for ourselves, but to work for him. And we can't do that with fear. She said so many beautiful things. I just sat there and just listened to that. Sometimes I'll like walk around because I'm like, yeah, preach. But I had to sit there. I just sat there and listened. I really enjoyed listening to her. She preached. She preached in the event. People said, can you get stirred up? If you don't get stirred up, well, just he preaches. And I so enjoyed her. I was listening on the broadcast, and when Vanessa Maven had her on, I went and found some videos, some YouTube videos of her preaching. And I tell you, same way, I'm enjoying this broadcast and how God is allowing his word to come forth. Pure, unadulterated, unhindered. So, Vanessa Maybell, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God, and keep on going the way God gives you to go. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message, and that was a soul-stirring message. Truly,
yes.
When she preaches under the anointing, and it does stir you up. It stirs me up.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, because I want what God has.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. God, so much for us. We ought to go after God like never before. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed that message tonight. I thank God for his touch. I thank the Lord. So I'm encouraging everyone. Take the word of God in for yourself and live by it every day. And to say the evangelist may continue to do the work of the Lord, labor, and just wait on God and be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of the beautiful.
Thank God.
Praise God. Go ahead.
Praise God. Thank God for the word that came through Pastor Maureen Davis. She really preached. I tell you, I'm hearing her preach because she just go on and preach the word and tell it like it is. And I really enjoy that. And I just thank God for the word.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord for this message once again. I tell you, it's just got me stirred up. Do you want what God has for you? Glory to God. Many times people want what somebody else got. But she said, do you want what God has for you? And the songwriter said, what God has for you is for you. You see, the children of Israel had gone into that land that God had promised. Glory to God. And certain tribes were supposed to get so much land. Glory to God. But they had not gotten it yet. And her topic was, do you want what God has for you? I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, if it's from God, I know it's all right. I just thank God for this beautiful message. My soul is encouraged through the word of God. It makes me feel like preaching and going forth in the Lord. And that's what she does when she preaches. I tell you, by the time she get finished, you are a preacher. She'll make you feel like preaching. Glory to God. I just thank God once again for the word of God for this message.
All right.
And I pray that the listeners on this broadcast are encouraged. You can get what God has for you. Glory to God. Just reach out and touch Jesus, and he'll touch you back. Praise God. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. We're asking for your prayers. You know the devil, he would love to stop the work of the Lord, but we got to keep on driving. We got to keep going until we get what God has for us. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord. I'm going to come on in. Praise God. Thank God for Vandice Amin, Vandice Cynthia, and Vandice Khadija. And also, Sister Cheryl, I'm sorry, Sister Cheryl, but we're asking that you pray for her. She's a little under the weather, so just pray for her and continue to pray for the Pauldo family. I believe they are scheduled to have funeral services for my uncle, Uncle Dave Pauldo, which was scheduled for Friday, but it has been switched to Thursday, so it's going to be Thursday at the Missionary Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, 1462 King Street, on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. So pray for us and pray for the family. We know that God is able to take them through. And if that's all, we thank God for each and every one of you. You have been listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and you have been listening to a previously recorded message preached by Pastor Maureen Davis. Tune in again on Tuesday night to the Gospel Truth broadcast at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.